Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Pike, the former Cincinnati Bearcat quarterback, does the sideline gig on Cincinnati broadcast. They got a huge game on Saturday with Central Florida in Orlando, I believe. I think they're even doing game day there. Am I wrong about that? How you doing, Tony?
Good, good. You're correct. They got game day down there. I'm with ABC. 8 o'clock game this week, so got the double dip.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's got a shot in this football game for sure. I really like this football team. I thought, you know, the game in Philly that they lost to Temple was could have gone either way. They lost by a touchdown, but that was their first loss. I thought they had been really impressive up to that point, and I thought that they played a tough football team, and you know, simple as that, they lost. And then they bounced back, went to SMU and won, kicked Navy's ass, and then beat up on South Florida, if you ask me. So I think they handled their business after losing. Am I in the ballpark there that they've recovered from that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you look back at the Temple game, they were up 17-10 late in that game. They gave up a late touchdown, lost in overtime. They missed three field goals throughout the game, which could have made that completely different, but the way they've bounced back has been impressive. They're the third youngest team in college football this year. They're sitting at 9-1. Luke Fickell and staff have done a great job. But when you talk about this week and if they have a chance, you look at UCF and how great they've been. They've given up over 600 yards rushing the last 2 weeks. And UC's really good at running the ball with Michael Warren. So that alone should give them a chance to at least stay in this football game.
Yeah, I would think so. That's crazy what you just said to me, that Central Florida's defense is that weak.
Yeah. They played Navy last week, which is obviously going to move the ball on you a little bit. But Temple moved the ball really well on them, and yeah, they're at 600 yards over the last two games that they've given up rushing. So you look at that, and you look what UC does really well. I think that's what gives them a good chance in this game.
They didn't have trouble at all with Navy, Cincinnati. They put 42 on them and blanked them. I thought Navy had a horrible year. I know they run the ball well. Were they able to run the ball on you guys at all? Apparently not if you can't score.
No, Navy actually came into that game and ran for 124 yards. So that was the lowest, I think, in the Neimatalolo era that they've ran against an opponent. Take that back to last year. I believe they ran for 560 on UC in Navy last year. So it's quite a difference from last year to this year's Cincinnati football team.
So tell me about that game that Mike Warren had against the Bulls of South Florida. I think he ran for like three touchdowns or something.
Yeah, he's been amazing this year. He broke the single-season Cincinnati touchdown record last week, rushed for three touchdowns, caught another one. But he's really been the catalyst this year throughout what UC has been able to do and why they're so successful. He's more of a ground-and-pound running back. He's going to get you 3 or 4 yards. He's always falling forward. But what he's able to do in between the tackles, it's almost impossible to bring him down with one guy. And he's shown enough this year that he can break away if he's got a window. He's had a couple long touchdown runs with the speed, but his nickname – they call him the truck, and that's what he is. He's a tank. He's a truck. He likes contact. He likes to be physical, and it certainly helps having him back there with a redshirt freshman quarterback.
You know, I got to tell you, Tony Pike with us on the Bearcat broadcast does sidelines and everything with Cincinnati football. Former Cincinnati quarterback joining us on the bench. You know, the American, to be honest with you, it gets no love, but. And no respect at all. It's the craziest thing to me because there are several good football teams in the lot. We already know about this game that you're doing with Central Florida, Cincinnati. It doesn't get better than that. You're talking about 18-1 between the two teams. But Temple's a good football team. Their record 6-4, but They are better than that. You know it as well as I do. They beat you. South Florida was undefeated until they finally bit it, and they're still 7-3. And then SMU, they're 4-2 in the conference. No one saw that coming. And Houston and Tulane, no one saw the wave going 4-2 in the conference. So my question to you is, I think the conference is getting better and better, and it still gets no juice at all from anyone. Why the hell do you think that is?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. And really, you didn't mention Houston. When you look at Houston, Houston was rolling with Ed Oliver, who's a potential number one overall draft pick, their defensive lineman. He got hurt. They stumbled a little bit. But that's the million-dollar question that everyone in the America is wondering, because when you look, you know, UCF won against Auburn last year in the bowl game, and they handled Auburn pretty easily. And historically, over the last 5-6 years, when an AAC team has made it to a bowl game and played one of those Power Five schools, they fared really well. And I agree, it's the bottom of the league is still pretty weak when you look at teams like Utah and such. But the top and middle of that league, Memphis has been good. It's a good league all around that doesn't still get the credit because it doesn't have, you know, the big names of a perennial top 10 team. Although you look at two teams now in Cincinnati, 9-1, and Central Florida with the nation's longest winning streak, you would think coming out of this week that there should definitely be some more notice put on the American Athletic Conference. And I think having the ABC primetime game should help to shed some light on that.
I got to tell you, I remember Tony Pike with us. I remember watching you play football. I got to remember, I think you went, it was, I don't know what it was, 8 or 9, 10 years ago, but you were the one that took them to 12-0. And I think you won, I think, back-to-back conference titles. And that was when it was, you were in a different conference. And then you got up to like a high top five ranking in the BCS. And then I think you played in a huge bowl or something against, I think it was Florida or somebody, they beat you bad. But you guys, I remember, like, I'm old, I'm 53, so for me to remember you, that's hard enough. But I just remember how great you were at Cincinnati. You were a great quarterback. I mean, if I remember correctly, you're the last great quarterback they ever had there. Like, you must be a rock star there still.
it's been fun, and those were the Big East years, and that's when the Big East was a perennial conference with West Virginia. You look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at the time. UConn at the time was very good. There was a lot of good teams top to bottom. Rutgers was still in the Big East and playing well with Greg Schiano.
Yeah,
Louisville was there. But yeah, my junior year, we went to the Orange Bowl and then got beat by Virginia Tech. Senior year, we came back, and that was, of course, we got to number 3 in the country, going to the Sugar Bowl, and that was the year Brian Kelly left and took the Notre Dame job right before the game. So playing the Florida Gators with Tebow and Riley Cooper, Aaron Hernandez, the Pounceys, Brandon Spikes, Carlos Dunlap. They certainly had a list of NFL draft picks and high-level NFL guys, and we just weren't able to compete then. But it was a two-year span that really kind of took UC to that next level. Of course, the Big East disbanded for football-wise and landed in the AAC, but to no really, discredit to us. We've done what we can to try to get into a Power Five school. But like you said, the American's up and coming and has been doing great things.
So you got drafted eventually into the NFL. I think they told me Carolina drafted you. I didn't remember, but I remembered you playing in college for sure. And I think, you mentioned Kelly. And what was it like for you as a college kid playing for him?
It was exciting. I was, in my first couple of years, I was with Coach Mark Santonio, who's at Michigan State now, and D'Antoni was a great coach, but really liked that high formation power offense, and so that really didn't fit at the time my skill set. Brian Kelly came in and implemented the no huddle spread offense, which I was very accustomed to, and the off the field stuff of taking Notre Dame job was tough on, I'm sure, him. It was tough on the team to go forward, play without your head coach. But I tell people, as a football mind, especially offensively, Coach Kelly is always cutting edge and always ahead of the game. And, and knowing what to do and how to get the guys in a great scenario. And I think that's why you see, you know, Notre Dame at this stage now where they're competing for a college playoff. But Coach Kelly, I will say he didn't mind jumping in if you messed up on the field or you weren't reading things properly. So he lets his emotions on the sideline for sure.
All right, so Tony Pike, let me ask you lastly. Mackenzie Milton has just racked it up like you did.
Yep.
He's the one you got to stop on Saturday night. There's just no getting around it. The guy is incredible. If you don't stop him, you don't win the game. I actually, and I'm telling you the truth, I took Cincinnati in this game for fans all over North America and everywhere. I'm going for it with the Bearcats. I really like them. But I'm very worried. I'm worried about taking them because they're playing in Orlando. The whole atmosphere, the game, everything's pointing to them. And they're undefeated, and they're always talking about how they should be in the playoff. That's not happening either. You know it. I know it. But how do you stop him?
Well, what they do so well, they average the exact same amount of rushing and passing yards per game. So it's almost crazy how balanced they are. But what they're really good at and what Mackenzie Milton is good at is just taking these underneath routes. They have two really good running backs, one in Killings, that if they get into open space, they're really dangerous. And they use the jet sweep so well. They get the ball out of Mackenzie Milton's hands so quick. And when they're able to run the ball so successfully, the defense eventually has to come up and stop that. And that's where you see Milton push the ball down the field. But if you're looking for the recipe and how the Bearcats can put themselves in a chance to win this game, it's winning on those first and second down plays. Mackenzie Milton's only been sacked 9 times this year. If you can't get pressure on him, you're not going to have a chance to beat them. But if you can tackle an open space, which, again, the Bearcats were terrible at it a couple years ago, I think that's their strongest point on defense right now. They're making the one-on-one tackles. If you can do that against Central Florida and push them into third longs, I think they got a great chance to win because of Cincinnati's ability to maintain the ball and run the ball with Michael Warren.
Tony, great stuff. I think you're going to have a blast on Saturday calling that game. Should be awesome in Orlando. I think it's a fabulous game to put on prime time. These are two very exciting football teams. It's great having you on the bench. I loved watching you play football, to be honest with you. I remember you had a couple of great years at Cincinnati. I've been to the school. It's a great place. Thanks so much for coming on the bench. Have fun on Saturday in Orlando.
Anytime. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.